he's changed now, and the fire in his eyes has mellowed to a burnished gold. He has run for his country, he has run.
From Premier Dairies. Smooth, deliciously creamy, with real fruit, and a wholly natural ally in the cause of keeping healthy and slim. Slimline yogurt is fat-free and sugar-free, with just half the calories of ordinary yogurts. So, start exercising your own good taste. Choose Slimline yogurt from Premier Dairies. All you'll gain is a taste for it.
Cruson Developments are building magnificent three-bedroom, semi-detached houses in River Valley Stores, complete with carpets, fridge, cooker and washing machine. These superbly located, full brick-fronted houses are at a special price of $42,675 for a limited period. They qualify for all grants and loans can be arranged. For full details, contact Alan Day on 376-132. That's 376-132.
Or you can call to the show house Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 5.
Take the easy way out. The easy way out. Irish Continental Line. The easy way out.
Taking the easy way out means traveling to France in comfort and style with Irish Continental Line. You also have a choice of direct routes from Rosslare and Cork and daily summer sailings. Go on, spoil yourself. Take the easy way out.
Irish Continental Line. The easy way out.
Phone us today for a free colour brochure at Dublin 774-331.
It's Walden, first for Ford, the Ford Centre of Dublin. Now open Sunday 2 to 5. Super trading deals on new Fords, great selection of used cars at Walden Motor Company, Oscar Traynor Road, Coolock. See you Sunday.
The Bewley's Real Coffee Holiday Sensation. You can win a fabulous holiday for two in Kenya, staying in Nairobi, going on safari, and then relaxing at the exquisite Mombasa Beach Hotel. Purchase half a pound of Bewley's Real Coffee and collect a free entry form at any Bewley shop or Bewley's coffee stockist, and you could be taking the holiday of a lifetime. To win this fabulous holiday in Kenya, buy some Bewley's Real Coffee today. Bewley's Real Coffee. So simple to make it.
Sunshine 101.
It's so much better.
Thank you.
don't know whether anybody can hear me now because literally all the jammers are on. The jammers are on the FM. The jammers are on the medium wave. I think our signals are travelling about 200 or 300 yards according to our engineers at the moment. But that's the situation. Anybody listening, you can pick up the phone and... Anybody listening, pick up the phone and ring the Department of Communications 789522 or Leinster House 789911. 789911. And ask to speak to anyone.
Have to do if you look at me to know that every word
check your voice level there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Stay on the line there and John will call you in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Are seen in that positive light of trying to reintegrate the unemployed back into the workforce rather than as a, an approach that says...
Well, we've got too many listeners right now, but...
on a weekly basis.
That's day by day, isn't it?
Teacher, Margaret McCluskey in our Galway studio. What's the general view? Do you think school children now have, or school pupils, I should say, really, have the worry and concern about the whole jobs crisis? And what would their view be of something like a public works programme or a youth corps or a work corps?
Well, the feeling I get from the students I talk to is they're very concerned about it because society in Ireland is very much geared towards people having work. And they would look forward to the fact that they would find some form of contribution to society, in fact, by working at the end of a school career. But the problem really is in getting children ready by opening their minds to a variety of jobs that they can participate in, because as you know, the school curriculum at the moment is very much for preparation for university. That's what the Leaving Cert is at the moment set to do, and this doesn't fulfil the needs of the vast majority of the students. They haven't any opportunity in many schools to go out on job placement, for example, to find out what work is all about. Neither do the teachers, I may add. The teachers go into school when they finish their teacher's training, which is for teaching, and they stay there until they retire after 40 years. And very many of them have never worked in industry. And there's no opportunity for them either to go into industry, even for a short period of time.
And you think it would benefit them if they could so do, yeah?
Certainly. The lady, one of the ladies previously said about developing the talents of the students. And I feel very strongly that the teacher's talent should be allowed to be developed as well. You change from 20 to 65 as a person, and yet you can't use any of those talents in school because your whole work in school is dictated by the curriculum.
So if leave of absence, for instance, were available, unpaid leave of absence were available, that could even bring in some of the younger teachers who are coming out of training college who would cost the exchequer less.
Well, yes, and I think there should be far more flexibility for both the students to get into a job, as I said, job placements, and for the teachers. At the moment, actually, Mr. Bowman, the only type of unpaid leave of absence you can get in teaching is maternity leave, which is not open to most teachers, as you can understand.
Right.
I feel that I particularly now, for example, worked in catering 10 years ago. I would very much like to go back, even for 6 months, to see what is going on, and I can't. If I give up my job, there's no way I can get it back. I can't bring back any of that, any expertise that I would have into teaching, and I think this is a big drawback in the situation at the moment.
Okay, we have another caller on the line, Mr. McGarry. Good morning, Mr. McGarry. Good
morning, Mr. Bowman. I was very interested in a number of provisions in this report yesterday, in particular...
Hello, Mr. McGarry.
Sorry, yes?
Yes, you're on.
Thank you. I was very interested in a number of provisions in the report yesterday, particularly two. Well, number one, the projection that the unemployment problem is going to continue at this severe level for 3 years, and then the idea of taxation on short-term benefits, which I think is quite shocking, to say the least about it. Now, I work for a company, and we are very likely to be put out of work very, very shortly, indeed, through the activities of your own broadcasting company. I work for Sunshine Radio, and at the moment we're being jammed on medium wave and on VHF by them. And I am one of 44 people who will probably be out of work within the next week because of this activity. And so I'm doubly interested in the UPP report.
Okay, right. Thank you very much for your question. Can I ask the Minister first? Well, you don't appear on Sunshine Radio, so you're probably doing him out of a job too.
Thank you very much, Mr. McGarry.
Thank you.
Well, Patsy, that wasn't very helpful, was it?
No, Robbie, it wasn't, no.
Did we get cut off then, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yeah.
Right, well, I gather that there are certain areas around Dublin that we are still being heard, and we're not quite sure where they are, but there are certain areas where we're being heard. Okay, so, we're back to you.
If you like the songs they used to play, then maybe you would like the way my mom is...
They may work for another business person, or they may be looking around for the government to create a government job.
I would not like an impression to be created that the government is walking away from this problem by saying to everybody, you're on your own, start your own business, and there you go. There is an important dimension and role for that, but I don't think the IDA or anybody else would suggest that that is going to resolve the problem. There are other areas where local community groups, local cooperatives, as well as local private businesses, and also certain areas of the public sector, which I believe should be expanded. We should be expanding in the area of forestry, and in the area of fisheries, and in the area of peat development. But tragically, our experience in the recent past seems to indicate that the attractiveness of those particular proposals are very costly in the start-up costs.
Right, I hope Mr. McGarry is pleased with that answer, and welcome him to Legal Radio. It must be a change for him. Can we put another caller up on the line? We have another caller there. Mrs. Kavanagh phoned us to say that two salaries should not come into the one household. What's your view on that, Peter Costello?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, this is part of the switch around the house.
Way out here in the car, he was getting a mixture of Radio 2 and jamming tones and all sorts, very difficult to listen to. But we've had some calls from Bray and from Wicklow and from over in Teller. There are people still able to receive our signals regardless of the RTE jamming. However, it won't be very long, I don't suppose, before they get that all sorted out and jam the whole of the county. They are, in fact, still jamming themselves in many areas. RTE is still jamming themselves in their attempts to jam at Sunshine Radio. Questions to members of the government, and hopefully we might get to them. Request them, demand that they stop or whatever. Not quite sure. However, my last appeal to you is for you to help us here, because we really are in an extremely difficult situation. It's desperate right now. And the numbers for Leinster House, 789911, the number for the Department of Communication, there are two here in fact. One deals with the radio department thereof, and that's 718-211. This is for anybody that can hear us now. Not very sure who can hear us anymore, but we'll still make the attempt. 789552 is another Department of Communications number. And we would very much like to have these jamming devices taken off us by one way or another. We appeal to our hero. I don't really know what we can do at this stage, or whether there's anyone listening. If there's anyone listening, please help us. And hopefully, I'll see you again soon.
Moy Glass. Moy Glass spectacular money-saving offer all this month. Have all the windows in your house replaced and get double glazing for the price of single glazing. Moy Glass. Unbeatable value and service for windows and doors. Phone 503232. Moy Glass.
See the Lynham Properties new three-bedroom show house at Ashling, Navan Road, opposite Belvedere Sports Ground, 3 miles from the city centre. Exceptional value at $36,750. Showhouse opens Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 5.30, Wednesdays from 7 to 9. Or call Flynn and Associates on 211-311.
The Phoenix magazine. The inside story. The minister ignores cabinet drinking. Always said he was a party man. Gosh, were they mixed up in that scandal? What's this? Me in the Phoenix? Outrageous!
Get the inside story. Read the Phoenix magazine today and every fortnight.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Mass Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
It's have a cup of Lion's Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Fogarty. More than 50 people died and many were reported injured when a train plowed into a bus at a crossing in Portugal. The crowded bus was dragged several hundred yards before the train left the tracks near the city of Porto in the north of the country. A railway spokesman said the accident was one of the worst in the country's history. A woman in a car following the bus said the barrier protecting the crossing had been raised at the time of the crash. She said that within a split second, the bus and its passengers had turned into a mass of rubble. The OUC are investigating the discovery of the body of a man in his 20s in Ormo Park in the centre of Belfast early this morning. A spokesman told us that the body was discovered by a passerby at about 7 o'clock and it's understood that it has severe head wounds. One report suggests that the man had been shot elsewhere and then left in the park. There are no further details at the moment. A total of over 700 charges are to be brought against the 38 IRA prisoners who took part in the maze breakout last September. 19 of the prisoners are still at large. The OUC say they've now received a file from the Director of Public Prosecutions listing a total of 18 different types of charge connected with the breakout and events leading up to it. The charges, some of which are against individuals, others against groups of people, include murder, possession of guns, attempted escape and escape from lawful custody. Nearly 2,000 acres of forest land have been destroyed in two fires in County Kerry. The Gardaí in Killarney told us this morning that the first blaze began in the National Park yesterday afternoon and is still smouldering, although it's now under control. The second blaze broke out on Mangerton Mountain yesterday evening but has now been put out. The Garda spokesman said that they don't yet know what caused the fires, but they haven't ruled out the possibility of foul play. Police in London have sealed off an area around the Iranian consulate in West London after a group of students forced their way into the building. The students, who claimed to be unarmed, apparently got in through a broken window. The consulate, which is in Kensington Court, was immediately sealed off. The chargé d'affaires is expected to arrive at the building later today. Meanwhile, negotiations are still going on to ensure that the evacuation of the people inside the Libyan embassy will go smoothly. A Libyan plane is expected to arrive at Heathrow Airport this morning, and it's thought this will be the aircraft which will bring the Libyans home. President Reagan has arrived in China at the start of his five-day visit. Mr. and Mrs. Reagan are meeting the Chinese President, Mr. Li Xianyin, after their official welcome at Tiananmen Square, the largest public square in the world. They received a 21-gun salute on their arrival, an honour never before given to visiting politicians. The visit is the first to China by a US president since that of Gerald Ford in 1975, and is Mr. Reagan's first visit as a president to a communist country. The trial of John DeLorean in Los Angeles continues, and last night the court was shown a controversial videotape, which was leaked to the media and shown nationwide on US television several months ago. The tape shows DeLorean negotiating with FBI undercover agents on a drugs deal, and then shows him being arrested. Before the tape was shown in court, an FBI agent said that at no stage did DeLorean offer to put up cash in the deal, but he did offer company assets. Back at home, and the Garda and Clontarf are investigating a break-in at the Central Remedial Clinic during the night. A spokesman at the clinic told us this morning that the raiders broke into the area, housing the special therapy pool. During the raid, a leather jacket was taken, which contained a valuable personal item belonging to the owner. The spokesman said that six similar raids have taken place at the clinic in the past year, and on several occasions, serious damage was done. He asked us to stress to whoever is responsible for the raids that the clinic doesn't stock any drugs. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you're aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also accidentally jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and emergency frequencies used by shipping. However, they've now begun to jam us again on all frequencies. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located at a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, call us here at 460-400 or 460-319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Now for today's financial news, the punt gained a point against sterling this morning to open at 81.14 pence. It's stable against the American dollar, opening at $1.1465. Against the European currencies, your punt will now buy you 9.43 French francs, 3.06 Deutsche Marks, 3.45 Dutch guilders, 173 Spanish pesetas, 11.28 Danish kroner, 121 Greek drachma, 1,896 Italian lira, and 156 Portuguese escudos. And finally, the weather. Continuing dry and clear today, winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. The next high tide is at 10:30 tonight, and the current Dublin temperature is 12 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 12:05.
Sunshine Radio.
It's that time. Good day, sunshine, with Andy Wu.
You in the middle, man. minutes after 12, you're listening to Sunshine Radio. That's Good on the Guy. Thanks, Robbie. I honestly don't know what to say. I feel absolutely sick. I think we're being received in some parts of the south side. Obviously, you're skipping the jamming at the moment. I know when I was just driving in here about 20 minutes ago, it was incredible what I was listening to. I really don't know what they're up to. There was extremely high-pitched tones, and I think at one stage they were relaying RT1, then they were relaying RT2, then the very high-pitched tone came back on. If you are listening to us, wherever you are, and I would presume Southside, general area, I think it's only a matter of time before the power of the jammer is increased, and I think you'll be in exactly the same position as the other people who can't receive us at the moment. It's only a matter of time. May I give you the numbers? You can help. It's only a matter of time before we're finished altogether. And with the COC auction ready to go on tomorrow, that was just a straw that broke the camel's back. Leinster House, the phone number is 789911. 789911. Please, please phone those numbers and your local TDs. We'll be right back. In America, 17 minutes past 12. There's one more number which I should give you. It's the radio section from the Department of Communications. That number is 718-211. 718-211, the radio section in the Department of Communications. Again, please, please, please telephone these numbers. Also, thank everybody for the great support to date. Keep it up.
viele Frauen halt so diese Grenze, diese Paramäter, die Grenze, diese Grenze, so nicht in der Hand, das ist für die Mühle, das ist für die Mühle, das ist für die so von 8 bis 4, das ist ein Wunder, das ist dann Wir werden irgendwie erschöpft, die Frage aus dem Spiel, dann ist es eigentlich nicht so gut.